Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steely Dan. Great band. I'm Jim Blasingame. I only wish I could be in a band like that. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and my website is also jimblasingame.com. It's also smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if I didn't say it, it's 12 after. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's our good friend, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen, selected not a moment too soon by the SBA. But more importantly, she's into her eighth year as a member of our Brain Trust. But even more important than that, she's our friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's good to have you back.
I'm always glad to be here with you.
So what's going on in the world of home-based businesses?
Well, have you read any of your emails lately?
No, I don't think so.
I have been inundated with home business scam opportunities here.
Yeah.
And I've had some emails from people saying, is this too good to be true?
If they have to ask, it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've said back. But I find it very interesting that there are still so many people out there doing this kind of business opportunity advertising, which tells me that they must be getting some people. And that really, really worries me and bothers me. I don't know how, other than your show and my website and a lot of other places, to try and get the information out to people that this is not a business opportunity, this is a scam.
This may be, if I'm not mistaken, this was one of the first things we talked about back in 97 when you first joined me.
That's right.
Beverly, because I was getting, one of the first comments I got from folks when I started broadcasting was, people saying I sent $359 to an address in California or something, whatever. And now the people won't call me back. Nobody answers the phone. They won't return my email, et cetera, et cetera. What should I do? And whenever they would tell me that, I say, well, I would call that a $359 lesson.
That's right. Exactly. Kiss that money goodbye, because you're not going to see it again. You won't see any results from it either. There's also so many now that say, oh, you don't have to do anything. Right now, you don't have to do anything.
Tell them to get me one of those, too.
Yes. I like one that I just got recently. Let me see if I can find a... the membership is free. It will cost you nothing, and I will do all the work for you in the beginning.
Right.
Gee, doesn't that sound good?
Well, that's... Yeah. Is this heaven?
Oh, yeah, and as a free member, I get an online store that will let me earn 70% off all the sales of visitors to my store.
Mm-hmm.
The products are stocked. I don't need a merchant account. All I do is take the commission checks from the sales.
Wow.
How easy can it be?
Wow, what a deal. What a deal. Hopefully you note the sarcasm dripping off of our voices.
Oh, I would hope so. I would hope so. It is just, what do we do now? You sign up at absolutely no cost, and he will do his best to prove he's not full of lies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. This really is too good to be true. It certainly sounds too good to be true. The first thing I'm not going to do is to hit any of the links in this email.
Right.
Because that immediately puts me on their list, and I will be bombarded.
Folks, never, never, never unsubscribe to junk mail.
Right.
Never click on their links. Never unsubscribe to the junk mail.
No.
Because what that does, see, they don't know you're out there. They don't know you exist. You're like, think about it. Have you ever seen, this is the best example I can think of, Beverly. Have you ever seen the nature shows where the wildebeest are migrating and there are like 8 million wildebeest.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going across the plains, and they're crossing the that water, and where the river, where the alligator, where the crocodiles are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, their only protection is in the herd, where they're just part of a blur. But whenever they wander off out of the herd, that's when they get singled out by the lions and the crocodiles,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
As long as you don't reply to these people, folks, you're in the middle of that herd and they can't get to you. But once you reply, once you hit the return button or even to unsubscribe,
mm-hmm.
that lets them know that you wandered out of the herd. Now they know where you live.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you will never, ever stop hearing from them unless you change your email. And I know people who have actually had to do that in order to get away from things like that.
Right.
So it's not worth the aggravation, and it certainly isn't going to be a true business opportunity for you. If for some reason you decide to opt in for something like this, by all means, investigate it. And that means don't just click on the link and go through their website and look and see, oh, well, this looks really good. Checking it out means you have to do your due diligence, which is a legal term of finding out all the facts. And it doesn't mean from them. They're only going to tell you what they want you to know in a way they want you to hear it.
Well, make sure also that you don't only communicate with them by email.
Right, exactly.
Make sure that there's a phone number. Call somebody on a phone number, and it should. If the phone isn't answered like a business, run away. And also find out what their address is.
Right.
They have to have a street address, a place where their business is, so that they really are out there. You know, a legitimate business.
Mm-hmm. And on most of them, if you get an answering machine, a voicemail that says, you know, gee, we're so glad you called, da-da-da, don't take that to mean that that's a legitimate business just because they have a telephone number with an answering machine on it. That does not mean anything other than they've snared you.
Mm-hmm.
You really and truly need to be able to investigate where they're located. Find out if it's in the United States. First of all, this particular one, the gentleman says, I'm from Canada. Well, I know there's a lot of reciprocal agreements between Canada and the U.S., but I don't believe business opportunity scams are one of the things that could be prosecuted across the country line.
Well, plus the fact that these guys are smart enough to only ask for a relatively small amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of hundred
mm-hmm.
bucks, 150 bucks, 200, 300, 400 bucks. And most people aren't going to travel across the country and contact the district attorney for that kind of money.
Exactly.
Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after, we'll be right back with Beverly Williams. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's Carlos Santana. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's outstanding member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. The author of The 30-Second Commute, co-author along with Don Cooper. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You will find information about business opportunities, for one, and how to check them out. Lots of different articles, question and answers, frequently asked questions, and my answers to them. Lots of information about the book, including some of the specifics about what you'll find in the book, how to get the book. You can order it through the site or through any of the major bookstores.
Folks, if you're the kind of person that you might look at a business opportunity like we've been talking about, and you would actually read one of those things, and you're looking for an opportunity, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm saying that as if to cast my, you know, look down my nose at you at all, because I know where you are. I've been where you are. You're looking for something else. You're looking for an opportunity, and this is where you're starting. You're beginning here, and that's okay. I began there once myself, didn't you, Bev?
Yes.
We all did. It's okay. But here's what I'd like to recommend you do. I really mean this. You know, I tell my audience about a lot of books, and nobody gets on the show if I don't recommend their book. But I really like to encourage you to buy Bev and Don's book, because you will learn so much about how it'll just become intuitive how to avoid the kind of things that you don't need to be involved in, these rip-off scams.
Yeah.
What is the book? $16 or something like that?
Yeah, I think $16.95. Right.
And so, I mean, that'll be a good investment, and you'll learn so much about home-based businesses. You'll learn so much about being in business. It'll help you do that due diligence. And you know, Beverly, here's what upsets me about these scams. It doesn't even bother me that people lose a couple of $100. What bothers me is the emotional scars, what it's going to do to their attitude. It really upsets me that somebody has done that. That's the part that bothers me more than the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shame that unfortunately this happens. People do get sucked in because it does seem so legitimate. During the break, you and I were talking about an infomercial I saw not too long ago on television, talking about a home business opportunity. It was a half an hour. It had named people who I recognized.
But Beverly, if it's on television, it must be good. It must be good.
That's exactly what people feel. It's got to be true if it's on there. How else could it be on?
Right.
Wouldn't somebody stop them? And the answer is no. They pay their money. They get to do what they want. Now, could somebody go after them for all their lies? Yes, and somebody does. The Federal Trade Commission tries to monitor these things.
Attorney General's Office.
The Attorney General's Office, also mm-hmm. known as Consumer Affairs in the states.
In every state.
Try. The problem is there are so many of them, and it takes time to put these people out of business. They have layers and layers and layers, which if the government has trouble proving it, you can see where people would have trouble determining whether or not these are really legitimate opportunities.
One of the things, Beverly, people need to do is they don't need to consider whether they're going to go into, it seems to me, whether they're going to go into an opportunity like this because of the money that's going to be involved, in my opinion, or the money they could make. I think they need to say, okay, does this sound like the kind of thing I want to do after I spend a pretty good bit of time doing what you called earlier the due diligence?
Right.
Am I willing to put the time into not only emailing these people or mailing to them and having them mail to me, but calling them, finding out where they live, talking to, asking them who some of their other customers are, talking to more than one of them, and maybe even customers of those customers, people who use these products.
Right. Unfortunately, Jim, what I hear a lot from people is, I need to make money now. Tell me which one is the best opportunity. Tell me which ones are legitimate. My answer is, if you really have to have money now, if you are not working or whatever reason you don't have an income, go find a job. Even if it's a temporary job, go find a job to make money. You don't want to rush something like this. You can't rush something like this. It takes time to do all the things that you just talked about.
But Beverly, do you think some people think that some of these home-based business opportunities are immediately going to turn into full-time income?
Well, certainly. I mean, that's what the ads all tell you.
Yeah.
You're going to get that money right now.
You're going to make $3,000 $3,000 a month working part-time.
Exactly. And before you know it, it's going to be $10,000 and then $100,000. Mm-hmm. Yes, they make it sound very easy and very lucrative. And as soon as you hear those words, know that it's probably not true.
Yeah.
If it was true, why would they have to be advertising it on television or on the radio or on the Internet? They would have people flocking to them without having to do all that advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work that way.
And the key to whether you're successful, folks, in finding something the right thing to do, business in a box, as Beverly calls it, is to do the due diligence and make sure you're comfortable with it. And be prepared. maybe to lose the money and write that off to as an education. Thank you, Beverly, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, that's beverlywilliams.com. The book is called A 30-Second Commute. Quick break, right back with Ted Fishman. We're going to talk about China. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.